In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver until now. Science behind CaloCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaloCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaloCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaloCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaloCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaloCurb.com. That's CaloCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaloCurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for CaloCurb.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein we answer your phone calls, and we got lots on tap. It's been a busy week on the health front. In a moment, we're going to talk a little bit about omega-3 fatty acids, but we've got a lot of stories on tap for you. We'll talk a little bit about the latest in the Roundup trial, Roundup versus consumers who were harmed by Roundup or glyphosate had a very serious reversal a few months ago, but there's some new news in the Monsanto Roundup trial. Also, Dr. Mehmet Oz is back in the news after his failed Senate run. And in this case, the news is not good for Dr. Oz. We'll share that story with you momentarily. Also, some new information about coenzyme Q10 and lots more, plus your phone calls. We've got some interesting recorded questions because you can call 877-726-8255 anytime during the week, and you can record a question. We'll take some of those momentarily, but first let's focus on omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3s have been shown to be beneficial for a variety of conditions. They're heart healthy. In fact, the pharmaceutical industry has provided its own offerings of omega-3s based on studies showing heart protective effects. There's Vascepa and others that are available by prescription. And of course, many of you, yours truly included, regularly use omega-3 fatty acids. By the way, new study, yet another benefit to omega-3 fatty acids, a study of 26 studies. It's a meta-analysis which compiles all the information available based on good studies showing the relationship between DHA and EPA omega-3 fatty acid supplements and the risk of age-related macular degeneration, which is a serious problem, the fourth leading cause of blindness worldwide. And it's a problem for which we have few pharmaceutical answers, right? There's no drug that halts the progression of macular degeneration. There are some things that they inject into the eyeball for a type of macular degeneration called wet AMD. But when it comes to the form of AMD that's called dry AMD, it turns out it's all about nutrition. Talked about zinc, talked about lutein. New study, meta-analysis of 26 studies, increasing dietary intake of long-chain omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids, in particular DHA and EPA, cuts the risk for age-related macular degeneration, a new study has found. Okay, so when it comes to omega-3 fatty acids, a lot of people are warned off of using omega-3 fatty acids. And the main reason is that they're thought to be blood thinners. And indeed, fish oils have an effect on platelets. They prevent platelet aggregation in a way that some say is comparable to aspirin, and therefore it is thought that people who are prone to bleeding episodes must avoid omega-3 fatty acids. And in particular, there are literally tens of millions of Americans who, for one reason or another, are on blood thinners. And so this has been studied. And I've been talking about this for a long time. It's not the first time that I've mentioned this association. And in my practice, I am not reluctant to put patients on omega-3s at moderate doses. Maybe don't, you know, drink half a bottle of omega-3 concentrate, but taken a capsule or two or even three or four, in my opinion, does not increase the risk of bleeding, even in patients who take blood thinners. Now, many doctors warn patients off. They say, well, you're taking a blood thinner. You don't want to increasingly thin your blood. You're gonna have a hemorrhage. You might have a brain bleed. So please, please don't take omega-3 fatty acids. I recently talked to a patient who's on a blood thinner, and she spoke to her cardiologist, and the cardiologist yelled at her and said, no, you can't take omega-3 fatty acids. Well, here's reassuring news for users of omega-3s. Headline, meta-analysis finds no increase in bleeding risk from omega-3s. This is in the Journal of the American Heart Association. So this is not in some, you know, nutrition magazine, prevention magazine, or something like that, which may have a bias. In the article, they say, concerns that fish oil supplements may increase the risk of bleeding are not supported by data from randomized clinical trials, according to a new meta-analysis from the UK. Writing in the Journal of the American Heart Association, researchers reported that pooled data from, get this, over 120,000 patients in 11 randomized controlled trials did not support any increase in the risk of bleeding, including fatal and central nervous system events, such as a brain hemorrhage or hemorrhagic stroke. So what they did find is that there was a very slightly increased risk of bleeding, but only in high-dose purified EPA, which is not the kind that you find in health food stores. This is the kind that's made by the pharmaceutical industry. For example, Vascepa is such a product, but you'd have to take pretty high doses, and the risk was only very slight. There was a modest increase of, get this, 0.6%. when researchers focused on these high-dose prescription EPA products. So less than 1%, very modest increase in the risk of serious bleeding. And moreover, what they found in this study was that they're reiterating the findings of a previous review, 2017 systematic review published in the Danish Medical Journal. It also found that the overall body of science does not support any concerns about increased risk of bleeding during or after surgery. And I did a little research on this, and there's quite a few studies that examine the potential risk of taking fish oil supplements before surgery. And definitely, your surgeon's going to say, don't take omega-3 fatty acids because you're going to have more serious bleeding during surgery. You don't want that. They'll tell you to get off blood thinners. They'll tell you to get off aspirin. They'll tell you to get off fish oil. Maybe certain other supplements that they consider blood thinners. Well, here's a study looking at children. Risk of post-procedural bleeding in children on intravenous fish oil. That's really high-dose fish oil. You know, you can deliver a lot more intravenously than you can via the oral route. The findings suggest that fish oil therapy is safe. The risk was no greater than that reported in the general population. So even intravenous fish oil should not be withheld in preparation for procedures when it comes to children. Here's a study on prostatectomy. That's a kind of a bloody surgery, radical prostatectomy. There's a lot of vasculature down there, a lot of blood vessels. The potential for serious bleeding is great. Effects of omega-3 fatty acid supplementation on perioperative blood loss and complications after radical prostatectomy. Okay, so here's what they found. They found that our results suggest that omega-3 supplements can be safely taken before radical prostatectomy without increasing surgical bleeding risk, These findings are relevant since omega-3 fatty acids may beneficially affect prostate cancer evolution. Yeah, part of a program for prevention. After you've had the surgery, I'll make sure it doesn't come back. You take a bunch of supplements that may have plausible protective effects, among them omega-3 fatty acids. So finally, here's a study looking at the risk of fish oil and perioperative bleeding. Peri means around the time of an operation. Here, the authors say, we tested the effect of fish oil supplementation on perioperative bleeding in a multinational placebo-controlled trial involving 1,516 patients. And they crunched the data, and they looked at the need for blood transfusions. Because, you know, sometimes after serious surgery, you need a blood transfusion. A lot of bleeding can occur. The findings? Fish oil supplementation did not increase perioperative bleeding and did not increase the number of blood transfusions. In fact, astonishingly, it reduced the need for blood transfusion. So a little counterintuitive, because we know that one of the heart benefits to omega-3 fatty acids is a little bit of a blood thinner. You know, they say some people should take an aspirin to prevent blood clots. Similarly, fish oil may slightly reduce the risk for blood clots, in addition to having anti-inflammatory effects, blood pressure reducing effects, beneficial effects on lipids, etc. So it's multifactorial benefits in terms of cardiovascular disease, partially due to their slight blood thinning effects. But in this big study, no increase in perioperative bleeding and a reduced number of blood transfusions required for patients at or near the time of surgery. So reassuring news for users of omega-3 fatty acids. I keep telling that to patients. My medical colleagues just don't get it. I guess they just don't read the nutrition literature, and they continue to admonish patients to avoid omega-3 fatty acids, especially if they're on blood thinners, and virtually all the time prior to surgery. It's a common mistake. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine. In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver until now. Science behind CaloCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaloCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaloCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%. Cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaloCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaloCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaloCurb.com. That's CaloCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaloCurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for CaloCurb. We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold for when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I just learned a stark fact, and this fact, I think, is one of the important themes that underlies intelligent medicine, is the overuse of medication in America. It turns out that, you do the math, less than 5% of the world's population resides in the United States.
Because what, we've got maybe 300, 400 million people, and worldwide, what's the population? I don't know, 7, 8 billion? It's hard to keep track. It turns out that we consume 65% of the world's medication. So, what does that suggest? We're certainly an over-medicated population. 877-726-8255, our number. And that number is available to you 24-7, 365. So, let's take one of our recorded questions.
Hello. Thoughts on Dupixent for nasal polyps, as well as asthma, MAC lung disease, and bronchiectasis? Thank you.
Okay.
This person sounds a little congested, I think.
And, you know, is probably suffering from chronic nasal congestion and polyps. Polyps are an allergic phenomenon. And generally, polyps are treated prior to the Dupixent era in two ways. One was nasal steroids, which shrink the polyps, but also kind of deplete the immune system in the nose, and thus set you up for chronic infections, sometimes even fungal overgrowth. You get dependent on the steroids. When you stop the steroids, the polyps swell. So it's kind of a mess. And then, ultimately, there's surgery. And I actually recall treating a young man. He was like, I don't know, 19 years old, who came to me, who had actually had 7 polyp surgeries already by the time he was 19. And so I said, you need to go on an elimination diet. Let's give that a shot. Milk and dairy, out. Gluten, out. Avoid sugary foods. And he came back 6 months later, and the polyps had shrunk. They were almost gone. He was actually on the launch pad for his 7th surgery. And I said, you know, I must give you a lot of credit because you're a young person, and young people have difficulty adhering to diets. And I said, how did you manage to do it? And he just looked at me very seriously. He was kind of a serious young person. And he said, well, if you had already had 6 polyp surgeries, which are painful, and the polyps kept coming back, and you were told to go on a very strict diet, wouldn't you stay on the diet? And I said, yes, that makes eminent sense. But I'm surprised at the fact you were able to adhere to it. So, yes, allergies underlie this. Dupixent is kind of an allergy blocker. It works on interleukins. It blocks certain interleukins, which have an impact on allergic responses. And then, therefore, it works on a variety of conditions. It works on asthma, originally pioneered for asthma, also atopic dermatitis or eczema. And it can work on a variety of allergic conditions. And yes, it has been approved for use in shrinking polyps. I can't think of a lot of downsides to using Dupixent, but in terms of getting at root causes, you can actually achieve some of the same benefits by using, say, fish oil. You know, fish oil is a good blocker of interleukins, can be helpful for inflammatory conditions. It's certainly could help your asthma. It's worth a shot. Here's a problem. Dupixent is very expensive. It retails for about $3,000 per month, and without good insurance, and sometimes insurance, you know, insists that you throw in a lot of skin in the game, have a large copay, you may be on the hook for big bucks when you take this high-priced, bioengineered medication. So it certainly is effective. Give it a shot if all else fails, and you may be able to avert the need for nasal steroids, which long-term don't really work, or avert the need for yet another surgery. Sometimes multiple surgeries are done. Polyps keep coming back. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also
gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And Dr. Oz is back in the news again. I remember he unsuccessfully ran for the Senate in Pennsylvania, lost in a close race, and has kind of kept a low profile ever since. An amazing guy. I know Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz sincerely believes in the power of natural medicine, but he's what kind of a Renaissance man, an expert cardiothoracic surgeon, and even an inventor. And then he had his marvelous career at Columbia University as a surgeon, and then he decided to go in the media, and he really killed it with his program, very, very popular program, the Dr. Oz program. Great ratings, great followers, a great run. And then he decided to go into politics, because what's left? You know, when you've conquered the worlds of medicine and the media, and so what's left? Go into politics. Because he's Turkish born, I don't think he would have qualified to become president, but hey, senator, that's not too bad. But ultimately, he didn't prevail in that race. But as an inventor, Dr. Oz has developed a variety of cardiovascular devices. And these devices are sometimes, they can go awry. They're approved. There's actually a lot of criticism of our process for approving devices. It's much less stringent than our process for approving drugs. But at the time, it seemed like a good idea to approve something for something that he invented in 2013. The FDA approved the implantable MitraClip, a device used to treat leaky heart valves. He was the co-inventor. Manufacturer Abbott said the device provided new hope for severely ill individuals who had mitral regurgitation and are too frail to undergo surgery. That would be a good thing because, you know, a lot of people who have damaged mitral valves, they develop congestive heart failure. One treatment for that is to do open heart surgery. But, you know, if you're very frail, maybe use this device. Dr. Oz said in a video, the device has, quote, changed the face of cardiac medicine. That was in 2023. Fast forward to 2024. However, since FDA approval, versions of the device have been the subject of thousands of reports to the agency about malfunctions or patient injuries. Even more troubling, as well as more than 1,100 reports of patient deaths. There have also been a trio of recalls. But still, the manufacturers told doctors they can continue to use the recalled products. That's kind of paradoxical. Like, how do you recall a product, think it's dangerous, and then you say, well, yeah, but you've got a few of those left. You can keep using them. Furthermore, according to a report in from KFF Health News, a former employee has alleged in a federal lawsuit that Abbott promoted the device through illegal inducements to doctors and hospitals. That's a big thing, because we know that particularly when it comes to medications, and we've seen some scandals with pain medications. In fact, in a little while, I'll tell you a little bit about a great movie that I saw over the holidays that does a deep dive on medical malfeasance in the pharmaceutical industry with inducements to doctors to prescribe medications that are dangerous and addictive. Anyway, they say that Abbott promoted the device through illegal inducements to doctors and hospitals. So the article in KFF Health News, which is a trade publication, quote, the MitraClip story is in many ways a cautionary tale about the science, business, and regulation of medical devices.
manufacturer-sponsored research on the device has long been questioned. So in other words, the manufacturers do the research. The research is not done ex parte by, say, the National Institutes of Health. Manufacturers submit the data that shows the thing is safe and effective, then it's approved, and then after 10 years of experience on thousands of patients, all of a sudden, it doesn't sound so good. So, yeah, can't fault Dr. Oz, you know, because brilliant guy, trying to come up with solutions for people with challenging medical problems. But in the world of medical devices, there have been a lot of problems. 877-726-8255, our number. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. I believe that CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products, but you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. The CBD brand that I take personally recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce Premier CBD Chews, tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties tailored to your dog's needs. There's Plus CBD Pet Hip and Joint Health Chews, possibly for your achy German Shepherd, and Plus CBD's Pet Calming Care Chews. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdol.com/Hoffman and use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdol.com/Hoffman. We really want you to try it for your pets with a discount of 30% off when you use coupon code HOFFMAN30 at pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. All right. Yeah, talk a little bit about, you know, a lot of downtime over the holidays, had a little time to chill out. And I was looking for a movie, you know, kind of, you know, you could search on Netflix, you know, what's up there. And I came across a movie that sounded interesting. It is a 2023 movie called Pain Hustlers. It's a cute little movie. I mean, look, it's not like an Academy Award winning, world shaking movie, but it's an entertaining movie. It's based on a 2022 book of the same name by Evan Hughes. And it's about, the plot is basically this, without, you know, spoiler alerts. It's about a struggling single mother who is down on her luck. And she finds out that her daughter needs an expensive brain surgery, and she doesn't know what to do. And by chance, she meets a pharmaceutical rep. And the pharmaceutical rep takes a liking to her. She has absolutely no medical background, none whatsoever. But he thinks that she has what it takes. She's pretty, she's personable, and above all, most importantly, she's desperate. And desperation can create a lot of drive to succeed. And so the pharmaceutical rep presents this young lady to her boss, to his boss. And the boss says, yeah, she'll be great. Sign her on. And it turns out she becomes a great drug rep for a product, which is a fentanyl spray, which is a fast-acting fentanyl that is designed to treat terrible cancer pain. And at first, it's hard to break into the market because there's another product that dominates the market. Nobody wants to even let her come into the office. She's a detail person. And during my career, I've had detail persons come to my office to talk me into this or that, you know, supplement or this or that medication. And they work on commissions. If they get you to prescribe, they get money. And they can use all kinds of inducements. And this has actually been the subject of legislation because they can literally bribe doctors. Doctors can get kickbacks for every lucrative prescription they prescribe. But these drugs can be very expensive. And patients who take these drugs, these are not just one-off things like antibiotics that you take for a week or two. These are medications that you take chronically. So the money keeps rolling in. And the doctors are often courted by seductive drug reps They're taken to parties. They're given speaker fees to preside at dinners. They're sent on trips. Maybe, you know, you can give a talk to doctors at Aspen during ski season or in Hawaii, bring your whole family. And this is how they build a business. And so I won't tell you how it ends, but you can guess. It ultimately ends badly because this story is based on a true story about a comparable drug, pain drug, that was aggressively marketed and then started to be marketed not just for cancer pain, but for all manner of pain. If you got knee pain, if you got headaches, migraines, if you've got post-surgical pain, if you've got back pain, just take some spray fentanyl. It'll be great. Well, it's great until you're hooked and until the overdoses start to pile up. Pain Hustlers, 2023 American crime drama film, now on Netflix. Check it out. You know, give it an hour and a half of your time. I think you'll find it entertaining. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And that's a way that you can get your questions to me. You can call that number and leave a message with your question. Keep it short, keep it pithy. Or you can also share a comment and experience. 877-726-8255. Let's hear one of those recorded questions.
My name is Irene, and I have been diagnosed with the Thibault condition, and I have seen currently two or three GI doctors. So far, I'm not getting well, and way back in 2021, that GI, he told me, he said that in the United States, we didn't know how to treat people with the Thibault, and I have high methane gas there. But as an addendum, I have to tell you, yes, I have type 1 diabetes. Since I'm a child, my diabetes has gone out of kilter because I don't eat much, and I also lost some weight. So I don't know if you can give me any answers how to get healed of this, what to eat, or what maybe supplements to take, but I would appreciate any information you have.
Okay, so this person says she has is SIBO, which is an acronym, S-I-B-O, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. And so This is actually a condition that's only been recognized recently in the past, 10 or 15 years as a cause of GI distress. And it's kind of like the line from Macbeth, the witches are stirring the pot and they say, bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. That's what happens in your intestinal tract when bacteria proliferate. We like to talk about you don't have enough bacteria, so you take probiotics to encourage the growth of good bacteria. Well, in SIBO, the bad bacteria proliferate. And it can be detected based on a breath test. The breath test measures two things. Well, it can measure three things, and let's concentrate on the two main things. It can measure hydrogen, which is a byproduct of fermentation, and it can measure methane. Methane is, kind of like swamp gas. So it's a smelly gas. Hydrogen is without odor. And so the vast majority of SIBO is hydrogen predominant, but the methane predominant kind is actually more difficult to treat. The hydrogen predominant kind can be treated with antibiotics, or we prefer herbs. But above all, it can be treated with a low FODMAP diet, a diet that is low in fermentable carbohydrates. And, you can go on the internet, you can look up low FODMAP diet. There are even books on it, and it helps a lot of people. But when you have the methane predominant kind, it's harder to treat. It doesn't respond as easily to diet. A couple of supplements that can be helpful for that. One is called Atrantil. We did a whole show on it. It's a South American herb that can be helpful for killing the methane-producing bacteria that proliferate in that. Also, I like high-dose garlic, a product that I like to use is something called Allicin. We do like chiolic aged garlic extract, but that's has a lot of other benefits. But for GI purposes, I might recommend a high Allicin type of garlic like actually, the product is called Allimax. Allimax. And by the way, I keep talking about these esoteric products. You can find many of them in my full script dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. Okay, so the other problem is you've got diabetes. When you have diabetes, especially if you've had it for a long time and it's poorly controlled since childhood, you often have neuropathy. And the neuropathy can occur in your toes. You can lose sensation in your toes. For men in particular, they might lose sensation in the genitals, have erectile dysfunction. But there is a type of visceral neuropathy that occurs in severe type 1 diabetes, the kind where people require insulin and have very elevated blood sugar, poorly controlled blood sugar for many years and decades. And that can result in dysmotility. In other words, often constipation predominant problems. And when you don't move things through, it's kind of like a sewer that is blocked. And that may be the cause of difficult to treat methane predominant SIBO. And so working on motility may be the key. And this is a difficult case because she says she's seen three gastroenterologists. I would suggest that you see a naturopathic physician who specializes in SIBO. You can probably Google that because they might have kind of niched expertise in treating a condition like this. It sounds like a difficult and challenging problem that is not going to go away easily with just a diet or herbal medicine or even pharmaceutical drugs. So there you have it. All right. This item has to do with a case that's been wending its way through the courts. It's the Roundup trial, one of many. There's actually been some class action awards for victims of Roundup, and large funds have been set aside. There was an apparent victory by the makers of Roundup that disappointed a lot of people who are pointing out the hazards of glyphosate. That happened this spring. Apparently vindicated Monsanto from causing injury. But here's good news for people who want to curtail Roundup as a hazard to humans, as a hazard to animals, and as a hazard to our soil. An Oregon appeals court just this week overturned a trial victory by Monsanto owner Bayer in a decision that adds to an ongoing debate over the company's efforts to create a nationwide legal and legislative shield from lawsuits alleging Roundup weed killer causes cancer. So they're fighting tooth and nail to push back on that. The court found that, and I'm quoting here, that the trial judge in the case improperly barred key evidence about the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, from being presented to the jury, which could have led the jury to find in favor of the plaintiff, i.e., find in favor of Bayer. And notably, the court rejected arguments by the company that claims about the dangers of its products should be barred because those products contain the EPA's stamp of approval. So they're hiding behind the EPA regulations. The EPA says, well, you know, it's bad, but we're not going to ban it. So then, so Bayer naturally says, well, if EPA is not going to ban it, we're innocent. Bayer has been pushing state and federal lawmakers to give it and other pesticide makers the protection the courts have rejected. So they're pushing back on this, but the Oregon decision puts the ball back in the court of foes of glyphosate, and we're happy to hear about that. 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.